Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ, a podcast about everyday life from the spiritual, the physical, and the metaphysical perspective. Each week, I'll bring you episodes that have a casual, laid-back, informal, and spontaneous look at this thing we call life. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now let's get started. Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ. Come on in and join us today, this beautiful Tuesday in November. Man, it's time flying by. So come on in. Good to see you. Happy 17th for some of you. Hello, Matt. Hi, Sonia. Hi, Jen. Hello, Kathy. Hi, Karen. Good to see you guys. Come on in, say hello, let me know you're with us, where you're joining us from, and we'll get started in just a couple minutes. I have a beautiful soul sister that I'm so excited to actually have back on the show. So Dr. Lisa Thompson was on the show a couple of months ago, but we had some internet connectivity issues, and she was going in and out and the sound was bad. And I was like, oh my God, this is just it. The information was good, but you couldn't get all the information. So I said, you got to come back on. So some of you might be familiar with Dr. Lisa Thompson. And if you're not, then you are in for a treat. So come on in, guys. Say hello. Hi, Janelle. Hey, Lori. Hi, Noelle and Janine. Hi, Elise, Carrie Ann, Mindy, Agatha, Thomas, Sonia, Deb, Sarada, good to see you guys. Marie, fantastic. Looking forward to having you all join us today. So we're going to be talking about sacred space. We're going to be talking about some past lives. How many of you remember your past lives? That's always interesting, right? So I'm going to bring Dr. Lisa Thompson on now. Are y'all ready? Okay, let's bring her on. Hey there, my friend.
Hi there. Hey, everyone.
Welcome back.
Yay. I know. So good to be back.
Good to be back. And it's clear and we have no mic going craziness or anything. It's all good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Happy to have you. So I love the Aloha spirit. You got to tell everyone why you got the Aloha flower in your hair.
So in a month from now, I move into Kona, Hawaii.
Yay. Woo-hoo! Feeling the vibe. So this is how you manifest, guys, is, you know, you get into the vibe of what you want and where you're going and shift that energy. Love it. I love it. All right. So everybody's saying hello and jumping in. So guys, I want to start by just introducing Dr. Lisa Thompson. And so I'm going to read her bio so you know a little bit about her. And then we're gonna jump in and talk about, well, you know, it's off the cuff. We go wherever we want to go. But for sure, I was thinking past lives would be interesting because she's been teaching some classes about past lives and taking people through some journeys. And so I thought it would be fun for you guys to experience that. So, all right. So Dr. Lisa Thompson is a best-selling author, speaker, and intuitive transformational coach, merging her tools as a scientist and interior designer. Figure that one out. With her intuitive gifts, Dr. Lisa Thompson empowers and supports women to create sacred soul space within and around them. She works with clients to create environments that support them physically, emotionally, and spiritually to release blockages and to access self-love, worthiness, and inner wisdom. Lisa is the best-selling author of Sacred Soul Love, Manifesting True Love and Happiness by Revealing and Healing Blockages and Limitations, and Sacred Soul Space, Designing Your Personal Oasis. She's created 6 oracle decks and several jewelry collections inspired by her world travels and love of nature. Awesome, Lisa. Thank you so much for being here.
Wow, thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So first, we just have to tell people what Sacred Soul Space is, because not everybody knows that. And I do think it's a little bit of a brain thing to go, okay, so scientist / intuitive / interior designer, like how does that all come together? Share people your journey a little bit. Because then you also, you're a scientist for aquamarine animals, right? Or
Yeah, for marine animals. Yeah.
Marine, oh, aqua. I don't know. I just threw aqua. Aquaman, aquamarine. I don't know. Aqua's water, I guess. So marine animals. So that's like, you know, it's kind of different. So let's see, how'd you get to where we are today?
Okay, so I started out just loving animals my whole life, and I was fascinated with sharks, with dolphins, things in the marine environment, and that was my trajectory was always science because I thought it would be fun and practical, but I was also an artist, and that was more of my hobby. So I was a dancer, I created jewelry, I painted, did all sorts of different stuff. And so that was my hobby. And then I went through grad school. I got my PhD studying flat sharks, stingrays, manta rays, skates, all of those flat sharks, which a lot of people don't know that they actually are sharks, but they are. And I got my tenure track professor job. And then I was like, okay, I've completed that journey. I felt done, like it was time for something new. I love the animals. I will always love the animals. And in fact, that's one thing I'm so looking forward to going to Hawaii, to be able to be with the animals like every day. Mm-hmm. But it was no longer what I wanted to do for my career.
Yeah.
So I was able to switch directions and then follow the path of design. I did have a little interim in the mortgage industry for 5 years. Really good learning experience. But then I started my company almost 12 years ago. So I've been doing interior design and home staging for almost 12 years. And I bring a different element. I bring my science into it because home staging is an art and a science. And even like really designing intentional spaces for people to live in, there is a science behind it. Every color in your environment creates a different physiological feeling, a psychological feeling. Mm-hmm. It carries a different frequency. And so it was a few years ago that I decided, okay, I'm going to combine even more of that science, psychology, physiology element to the design, but then also bring in more of the energetics of it. And so I had taken feng shui classes, and I don't do, there's a traditional feng shui where you have to have all the little bells and knick-knacky things. Mm-hmm. It's more about the energy flow of a space, the amount of stuff in a space, space planning, things like that. And so creating an intentional environment, sacred soul space environment, really is taking into the account of like what colors are in the environment, what imagery is there, because you want imagery, whether it's wall decor or things on tables or on your shelves, that actually stimulate something in you, whether it's abundance or it could be love or inner peace, but something that has true meaning that will then infuse that energy into the space. Mm-hmm. Bringing energetic plants into the space, because every plant has a different kind of frequency that it carries. Sure. And so really, and then bringing essential oils in for different meanings. So layering in these different elements. Mm-hmm. So that's the physical part of sacred soul space. Then you have your emotional space and your spiritual space. So I work at those levels as well. But really, we are surrounded by our environment. It's running subconsciously in our mind, and it does have an effect on us. Mm-hmm. In fact, just this morning, I was at a client's house that they're getting ready to sell, move to Texas, and they live there for over 30 years. Every wall is filled with artwork, with decor, with furniture. There was no space to breathe. Mm. It was just floor to ceiling stuff. And that energetically, like I felt claustrophobic being in that kind of space. And so, you know, too much stuff really does have an effect on our psychology, on how we feel. I felt like anxiety actually being in the space.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I had to like shake it off when I was out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's fascinating. My husband, probably about a month ago, he somehow stumbled upon something in the World Wide Web. You know, he got on a tangent, and somewhere he read something that in, I think it was the television show Breaking Bad, that every that they and I'm going to mess this up, but I'm going to give the gist of it. The gist of it was that they had different colors that were representing different things. So like red was representing evil, let's say, but you didn't know that here, but psychologically. So the bad guys would be wearing red, or they'd be carrying a red suitcase, and the things that were happening in the environment when it was something negative, there would be red around it. And then if it was intellectual, then it would be yellow. And so so every single piece of the show, the clothing they're wearing, the color of the vehicles, everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so much to think about for a television show that lasted however many zillions of seasons it did, right? But to your point, the energy and the color, like orange, like feels like life to me, right? Yellow, it feels bright and sunny. And I think for sure it absolutely has an effect. And even if you don't notice it consciously, it has an effect subconsciously.
It does. And this same house that had all the clutter, it had so much red in it. And red really is an intense color. Mm-hmm. It's all about power and passion. But too much red can actually cause anger.
Yeah.
Rage.
Yep. Yes.
It just like that added to the oppressive feeling, I think, of that house.
For sure. For sure. My brother, when I was young, I think in the house we lived in when I was, I think 12, 13, 14, my mom and dad put in, he was just 3, 4, or 5. He had red carpet and they took it out. Like they realized the red, how much that red energy just amped him up, and he was just wild. And, you know, he had some allergies and things going on too, but they literally changed the color of his room and it made a difference.
Yeah. Well, in red, I mean, it definitely, like physiologically, it elevates our metabolism. It gets our energy flowing. So if you need that,
yep,
it's okay to wear a little red or have little pops of red in your space.
Yeah.
It's when you're wearing too much of it or you're submersed in it, like your walls are red and your pillows are red and mm-hmm. couch is red. This house, curtains were red. The couch was red. Everything was red.
Yeah. 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 And I love red, but I think like a wall with cabinets on it that's red, that's enough, right? Or yeah, but exactly. I love it though. I love the psychology behind that kind of stuff. So it would be fun to have the ability to go in to somebody else's house and then in your home, it's like, okay, that's cool, but it's your home. But when you get to go in and kind of play around with everybody else's things, and I know you do staging and things for homes, that would be a great, I think it would be fun and to see how either the house sells or how the people feel in the home after, how it changes relationships.
It does. Well, and that's the thing is that, you know, when we're done giving the advice on it, let's say it's an occupied home, when people have done what I've suggested to them, the energy of the house has shifted. It is sellable, but a lot of them feel like lighter and they're like, why didn't I do this years ago? Mm-hmm. And then they move to their new house and keep it a little more simplified.
Right. Right. Well, we all know how it feels. Well, I mean, I guess we don't all know because maybe you don't have a hoarder in your life, but I had a hoarder in my life. So I know what it's like to walk in there and you go like this, you get small and you try to, it just feels like things are, and I'm not claustrophobic, but man, do I feel that way in those kind of environments.
Yeah. And so like me, even in my own home, I clutter clear all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Clutter really, it messes with my mind and my energy.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So then we go from that to past lives.
Yeah.
So. I mean, so we got you've got a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom in a lot of areas. So when you were into space clearing, and I assume that what happened, I'm going to guess this because I don't know this, even though I know you, is that it's about energy. And so then you start to kind of follow the energy trail, right? And that, and that, and then all of it makes sense. It all goes together.
Yes.
Is that true?
Everything is energy. Yes. Yeah. And so what happened was, it was 3.5, almost 4 years ago that I first met you and Denise Lynn at the International Women's Summit in Phoenix, that original one. And I did both of your breakout sessions. And at that point, I knew that I wouldn't be doing like home staging forever. I'll probably do design, you know, just continuously, because I love design and the elements of it, that really intentional design, like we're talking about. But I was feeling like there was something else that I wanted and needed to be doing. I was being called to, but I was just letting it come. Mm-hmm. And so I did Denise's breakout session, and she led us through a past life regression. And it was one of the most profound spiritual experiences I've ever had. Mm-hmm. Even still to this day, being led by her with that. And after coming out of that, the visions that I had seen in the life, I was like, I need more of this in my life. And I want to be able to do this with other people. And so it was only a month later, I was at her house getting trained by her to do it.
Mm-hmm. And what a beautiful, beautiful home she has. She's a dear friend of mine. And goodness, that place is safe. Talk about sacred space.
For sure. Yes. Yeah. And so I got certified and then started my other company, Mystic Manta, which is the one that I'm carrying forth to Hawaii. So I'm letting, I'm releasing the home staging with love and moving forward full force with Mystic Manta.
And what, and tell us what Mystic Manta means.
Okay. So, well, manta is for manta rays. Mm-hmm. So manta rays, the manta ray is my number one spirit animal. And they are a vortex of manifestation. They bring things to them. They're gentle giants. They don't have any need for defense anymore, like their stingray relatives that still have the stinging spine. They just go with the flow of life and the universe. So I love them. And they have a resident population in Kona that live there year round that you get to swim with. And so I did that 8 years ago. And that was another like truly transformational spiritual experience. There were 33 in the water that night with us. And they come within inches to you. And they're, you know, the biggest one was 17 feet wide, Big Bertha. Most of them are maybe 10 feet wide or so. So but they're so good size.
They're big, yeah.
And they're just, they're doing their gentle belly rolls, just feeding on the plankton. And so I knew that I wanted to have manta in my name. And then with all the spiritual stuff that I do, that mystic element.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So tell me this, because you know all about the marine animals. So when I was in Florida a few years ago, there was a manta ray, and it, I think you said gentle giant. That's what I, just the sweetest, purest. I'm not kidding. I just hung out and I pet it just for probably an hour, just mesmerized by its energy. But one of the things that I thought was so fascinating, and I don't know if this is true or not, but the guy that was there told me this, is that they, so this one was like, I think he said a teenager, and that if you put a hose in the water, so they put a hose in the water and the manta ray looks for spring fed waters, even if it was like in the ocean or something, like it would come right up to the hose and suck the water from the hose. Like that's how he would get that. So I'm like, but it's in the ocean. So my head couldn't understand that. So does that make sense to you? Do you know what that's about?
So, well, manta rays are actually one of the most intelligent creatures in the ocean. They have brain warming, which allows them to, they've done studies now, they actually have memory, really good memory. And so they're able to seek out things, and their whole bodies are electroreceptors, so they can, they feel energy. Mm-hmm. Basically, yeah, they're just these giant discs of energy feeling receptors. And so mm-hmm. between the memory and those feelings, then I think that they would be able to source out something like that if they learned that, oh, this is better.
Right. Well, and he said, whenever he puts a hose in, they come. So that's how he gets them to, because he loved them. So he said, every time I put the hose in, they come to drink the water from the hose. And I'm like, okay, that is wild.
Well, and that's the population in Kona. Actually, even though they're wild animals, they are trained in a way since the early 90s to come in and feed at night because of, it originally started at the Sheraton Hotel. The big hotel lights were shining in the water. Mm. And that would draw the plankton in, and then the manta rays feed on the plankton. And so then the divers and snorkelers started going there with their dive lights. Mm. So they were training, basically training them every night, like, oh, it's feeding time.
Yeah.
And then they started a second area by the airport. There's another feeding ground. So they have two major feeding grounds where they come in like just about every night. Because they know that that's where the food is, the lights are going to be, and
that's going to be exciting. That's going to be so cool for you. I love it. I love it. I loved Kona. That's my favorite. If I were going to go to Hawaii again, that's where. Well, I'm going because you're there. But if I were going to go, that's where I would choose to go. Also,
me too.
Yeah,
it's why you know we could have moved anywhere, but that was my number one place.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so past life. So you what opened the door for you was you had an experience with Denise Lynn and it was life-altering, life-changing experience. And so then you wanted to be able to probably understand that and be able to offer that to other people. So tell me what you believe the value is. So for people that either, well, some people don't even believe in past lives. So, you know, we could say that. But then what would you say for people that are like, okay, well, what's the point? Why would I want to delve into a past life? Why would I even want a past life regression? What would be your response?
So the way that Denise trained us, it's all about, it's a healing process as one element, or you can bring forth talent, skills, and abilities as a different element. So let's say you have some trauma in your life, or you have abundance issues, or, you know, just any kind of issue that you might have in your life, it might actually stem from a previous incarnation. Mm-hmm. Now, when we're talking about past, though, one of the things that I've come to understand is there really is no past or future. There's just the now. Mm-hmm. So it's really, even though it seems like the past in our linear human thinking, it's timelines stacked on one another. Mm-hmm. And so you can jump back and forth between these timelines, which is at the quantum level, there's only the now.
Right.
So when you go into the regression, then some trauma or issue might come up. Often it does. That's what people generally want to work on. And because in that super relaxed state, in that subconscious mind, you can then shift the meaning of what that trauma is, or you can actually change the story altogether. Mm. So you're basically reprogramming, rewriting your story, mm-hmm. that's making that up. And whether you believe in past lives or not, it still works because it's all here in your subconscious mind. So you rewrite the story, and then when you come out of it, then over the next days, weeks, months, your brain starts to rewire to that new pattern of that mm-hmm. new story. So, you know, one session can have an amazing healing effect on people mm-hmm. because it really is getting to the root cause of whatever that issue might be.
And then redirecting it into something that could serve you today in whatever way.
Exactly. And so it heals all the timelines. Mm-hmm. And when you do it, I've done ancestral clearings of bloodlines too, where then it heals all the ancestral bloodlines of past and future ancestors. So it's a very powerful technique because when you do it that way. So I do not tell people what their past lives are. Mm-hmm. I am their guide, getting them to pull up whatever issues, whatever their soul really wants to heal.
So wherever they're directed for their higher good is where you take them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think, so I'm a trained hypnotherapist. Most people don't know that because I don't claim it, but I'm a trained hypnotherapist. And in our trainings, that's part of the reason why it's something that I didn't necessarily advertise, because I didn't necessarily agree with the way that they were training us to just go in and delve into, you know, okay, I want to go back to this past life. And I'm like, I think there's a reason why you don't have recall. And I witnessed some of the people even in my course that were affected in a challenged way by some of the things that we dug up. And so I think it's a lot more helpful to go to what it is that I need to know, or what it is that I can change, or what it is that's holding me back, versus I don't know, getting involved maybe in areas that's like, okay, yeah, it's okay to be there right now, because let's look at what's actually affecting you today.
Yeah.
So I think that's great. You know, I had a past life recall and years ago, and it's interesting because so many people feel like it has to be this great big deep thing. You have to go through this whole process. And sometimes, wouldn't you say, sometimes it's just literally the awareness of it.
Yeah.
Like the awareness of it shifts it.
It does. I mean, just really just seeing it for what it is. Mm-hmm. And the other part of the process, though, that I think helps all the clients that I've worked with over the years is the end process. So you fast forward to the end of the life, and then you're able to reflect on that body, seeing that that was just one costume you are wearing. That is not who you are. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the light and they feel the love. They might meet up with, passed on loved ones in that state, or their spirit guides or other things. But they're able to realize that that one life, that one body, that one situation doesn't define them.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, and I think that sometimes in that, so in my experience, for my whole life, I never could wear anything around my neck. Like I couldn't have a t-shirt. You'd see a hole cut down the middle. Couldn't wear the turtlenecks, couldn't wear anything zipped up. Like I just had this neck thing, and I knew it had something to do with something, but it just never, you know, really occurred to me. And
wondering my mom about the Salem witch.
Yeah.
Was from?
Yeah, it was. So that's exactly what it was. My mom bought me a turtleneck, and she said, just try this on. And I said, I don't wear turtlenecks. I can't wear stuff around my neck. You know that. She's like, oh, just try it on. It'll be cute. And I'm like, oh my God. So, you know, just to pacify her, here I am. And it was one of those long turtlenecks. So I'm pulling and pulling. And as I'm pulling, I just left. I went out and I saw myself hanging. And the reason I was hanging, and because I was a witch, and because I was speaking out. And so in that moment, though, that seemed like it was 10 minutes to see this whole vision of this whole thing that happened in my life. When I got my head through, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Took it off and then didn't even think about it outside of like, oh, that was pretty cool. And I always knew that, but I didn't know that. Right. And then a couple of days later, there was something that I just grabbed and it had a tight neck on it. And I'm like, I can wear this. And I had a choker that somebody bought me that I always loved, but I never wore. I put it on and I'm like, oh my God, I can wear this. Like it's done. Yeah. It's gone.
I know. It can be that simple.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So I love that. So tell me the most fascinating past life experience, either you or that you've helped somebody go through, that was like, oh my God, this one was cool.
Well, I've had quite a few visions of my own that are really cool. The one that I had with Denise that really was transformational. She wanted us, because it was International Women's Summit, she mm-hmm. wanted us to go back to the life that we could come up with that was like our most powerful woman life. Mm. We had lived. And so for me, what I went back to was, it was several thousand years ago, I was a brown woman. I felt like a high priestess kind of woman. But what I remember was the wisdom, the power, the love that I had. I could feel my connection to the divine. And it was like, oh wow. You know, like I had learned most of my life that I create my reality, that I am source, I am part of that. But to have that real experience, like feeling it in my body, being it. And then she had us kind of do a mirror thing where, and so I looked into the mirror as this person, and it was me, but it was like, it was just pure love shining back at me. So I was like, oh. I mean, I came out of that with tears streaming down my face. It was just so like, wow.
Well, and can't you, when you talk about it right now, can't you take yourself right back there?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the experience I had when I saw my guardian angel. Like I can go there, like I can go right back and pull that experience forward into my now moment and feel it all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that. So do you feel like,
oh, can I just share one more story?
Yes.
Cause my other one. So, I mean, you've met my husband Skip and we've been together for 5 years. And when I was taking the class at her house, and we were practicing on each other, and I wanted to see one of the lives that I had had with different people, you know, that were in my life. So my kids and my mom and Skip. And so we went, I went back to this life where we were Native Americans, Plains Indians, and I was the man, he was my wife, and he was like the most loving, supportive wife I could have. And then our child ended up, it's my daughter, but it was our son in that life. And then she, the son, you know, got married and had a baby, which was a girl, which was, so my granddaughter in that life, which is my mother. So it was just really fun to see how, you know, different people can be different things to us in different life times.
And be, they could be the pain in the ass this lifetime and could have been the most beautiful, greatest thing in the world in the last lifetime.
Yeah. One of my ex-husbands, I've had that experience too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was with a really good friend of mine, a dear soul brother, driving through Oak Creek Canyon probably 10 years ago now. And we were driving through the canyon. And as we were driving through, we both had the experience, but I was driving, so I wasn't as connected to it. But he saw us in Native clothing, me as a little Indian girl, and him as a an Indian medicine man, on the side of the mountain, right where we were driving. And he just literally broke into tears. And I'm like, I didn't know what had happened. And he just starts bawling. And I'm like, dude, what's going on? Right. And so we get Oak Creek Canyon, you guys, for those of you that haven't been to Sedona, it's this wide. Like you can't just stop. So I'm driving, he's bawling. I'm trying to be like, are you okay? And so when we finally got out of it, he's like, oh my God, I just saw. And I said, okay, wait, let me tell you what you saw. Cause I felt it. I didn't see it, but I felt it. So I told him what I felt. And he's like, that's exactly what I saw. And I'm like, okay, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. So it really is cool. Yes. It can lead to some healing and some profound, profound, ways. And so there's a couple of people that are like, oh my gosh, I want to do this. So contact Lisa, cause she can help you with that, Kathy. So, that's awesome. I love it. I love it. Okay. So you have, Lisa, you have a, you have two things. So you have a freebie that you're offering anybody that wants to go and get, let me pull that link up so they can see it. So you guys can go to mysticmanta.com/manifestation bundle right there. And what are they going to get in that? What can they get for free? That's always a great word, right?
I know. I love free. So, this is a 3-piece manifestation bundle. So it's 3 different PDFs talking about creating sacred soul space for inner peace, for self-love, and for abundance.
Uh-huh.
We talk about that at the beginning where, so I give you the colors, the plants, the crystals, the essential oils, the emotional and the spiritual things that you can do for each of those 3 things in that PDF.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. And that's it. I think when you start to notice the shift, I mean, I've been talking a lot about paying attention to your environment and not just your physical environment. And that absolutely matters, but your environment that you put yourself in, your social media environment, your family environment, your relationship environment, all of those matter. But the one that we live in, the one that we walk through that holds that is this container for us. You know, our body is a container for our spirit, and then this is a container for us. And if it's not vibing with the energy of what you want to create, you got to shift it.
Absolutely.
You got to shift it. So,
yeah. And we can create our own environments. We do
for sure.
Have over that.
Yes. So go grab that link, go to that link, and you can grab the manifestation bundle. And then, as Lisa just said, she got married a few years ago. And when you get married, sometimes your name changes. So why don't you tell them about the other thing that you have to offer? Because this is a great opportunity for Christmas.
It is. Okay. So, So I changed my name from Poundstone to Thompson. And when I wrote my first book, Sacred Soul Spaces, I was still Poundstone. And so I'm moving to Hawaii. I'm putting my house on the market this weekend. And so I'm clearing out, clutter clearing. And I found a couple of boxes of books in my garage with Poundstone. Mm-hmm. And the information is the same as the new rebranded Thompson. But I don't want Poundstone anymore. I don't want to take these to Hawaii. I want them to go live in new homes where people can use the information. And so what I'm doing is you get two books for $9 in the US, and that includes shipping.
That's way in it, because one book normally costs how much?
Well, each book is $22 normally.
Okay.
But like I am covering my shipping cost. Mm-hmm. The cost of the books is like
they're gone.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So basically I just want to ship these to people who will love them and use them.
Mm-hmm. And share it with your girlfriend, share it with your sister, share it with your brother, share it with your mother, share it with your dad, whoever. So two books for $9, that includes shipping. So you can just go to mysticmanta.com and they can email you or get your info or.
Yep. Mysticmanta.com. And then I have one of my tabs is a shop tab, and it's the first thing under the shop tab.
Perfect. Awesome. So go check that out, guys. Okay, so I've got a couple off-the-cuff questions for you, Lisa, to wrap up. Okay, so you've had such an interesting life in all of your different interests. So what was your first job?
I actually was a bus girl at a fancy restaurant in my town.
Oh, fancy restaurant, huh?
It was like a steak and seafood house.
Oh, okay, a bus girl. And how old were you?
16. I had just turned 16, and I was like the best bus girl they had. I was fast. I made sure the water and the coffee was always filled and took the plate.
I bet you were. I bet you were. Okay. What was the first thing that you bought for yourself? Or the first thing you remember buying for yourself?
I think like once I had that job and I actually had my own money to spend, I bought a super cool, kind of leather type jacket, 80s style. Mm-hmm. It was on from the 80s, you know, mm-hmm. the 80s. So it was one of those that kind of had the flaps like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
I remember those. It's always fun though when you first get my nephew and my granddaughter are 13 now, and so they're not on jobs yet, but they're getting money for different things, and they're getting to make the choices, and so it's always fun to see what's coming around the corner, you know,
right.
what they're wanting to get. So the first things, you know, the first things.
My son, who's 12, he saved up all his money and he bought $200 headphones, those dumb Beats. I'm thinking that is a really bad choice of spending your money. But oh, here he comes. He says they're $300, but they're on sale. You want to come say hi to me?
There he is. There's the kid that bought the Beats. Okay. Melinda Campbell Jonathan says members only jacket. Was it a members only jacket?
It wasn't.
Okay.
Now, it's more like a motorcycle style jacket. but not as thick. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then we've got another question. Is Lisa able to let you know your spirit animal? Do you tell people your spirit animals?
I guide people so they can discover their own spirit animal.
The way that I
do things, I want to guide people to find their own wisdom. I don't want to tell people what they're doing. Because we all have the answers inside of us.
That's right.
Also, on my website, if you go to the Meet Lisa tab, under that, I have a meditation bundle that's free. And I have a Meet Your Spirit Animal meditation on there.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. So there you go, Kathy. I think you might need to hook up with Lisa because you got some questions for her. Awesome. Okay, Lisa, what is your favorite quote or saying?
Well, the one that inspired this book was Buckminster Fuller, "Environment is stronger than willpower."
So
we need to
You got to take a step back and go, oh.
You do. So it's on so many different levels. Mm-hmm. Spiritual, emotional, and physical environments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great one. Okay. And do you have, I know you like to travel because you're a fellow travel lover like me.
Yeah.
What is your very favorite place that you've ever been? I know you got to pick one.
Well, the place that I felt born to go to, obsessed with since I was like, could even talk, was Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a 2-week trip by myself after my second divorce. And I got to see all of the animals in the wild that I had grown up loving, you know, the platypus, koalas, kangaroos, all that, wombats. And so that trip, because I took it by myself and it was like a life fulfilling destiny kind of mm-hmm. thing. I mean, Thailand with the elephants was incredible and I got married there. Bali has been amazing. Belize, all those. Mm-hmm. Africa, I went to Africa on safari in February. But I think because of that, the Australia trip was really self-healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes those can be the very best trips. I actually like, I mean, I don't do it. I have done it in the past. I don't do it anymore because probably because I have people that want to travel with me a lot now. But back in the day, like I liked traveling by myself.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was great. And now, you know, over the last 10 years, I've taken people all over the world and I love that. But if you've never, once we can safely travel again and you feel comfortable doing it, if you've never taken a trip on your own, go.
Yeah. I write about that in my Sacred Soul Love book because I feel so strongly about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really getting back to you and mm-hmm. getting to make all the choices for yourself, not for your family, for your partner.
Yeah.
It's all about what do I want to do in this moment?
Right. And then recognizing when that's difficult for you to do. Like, so you just sit there going, well, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I want to go. I don't know. Yes, absolutely. All right. Last thing you'd like to leave with the viewers today.
Well, currently I'm teaching a 4-week class on inner wisdom. And what I'm loving about that is we have all the answers inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get to those answers in different ways. There are different modalities, strategies. And so learning which one you're able to pull up your answers for whatever situation, I think is so important because oftentimes we rely on outside sources to give us information and we're not necessarily staying true to what's best for us
mm-hmm.
when we do that. So when we listen to ourselves, pull up that wisdom and trust it, then our life goes much easier.
Yeah. Yep. Grace and ease. Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Go check out Dr. Lisa Thompson at mysticmanta.com, and you can get her information there and grab a couple of the books and spread them and let other people have that information. Thanks for joining us. Tomorrow, I am going to be on live with, let me see if I can say her name without sounding it out, Malin Svensson. And Malin Svensson is the trainer for, I got to remember what it's called. Well, she's Jane Fonda's personal trainer. Jane Fonda's personal trainer, Malin Svensson, will be on tomorrow on Off the Cuff right here at 1:11 p.m. Pacific time. And I want to be sure I invite you all. And Lisa, I'd love for you to come too. Friday night, this Friday night, we are having a mocktails and cocktails online Zoom party for everybody that wants to play, have fun. We're going to do a scavenger hunt. It'll be a great time, and that'll be at 5 o'clock Pacific time. But you've got to go to my website and go to the calendar, and you'll see it there to register so you can get the Zoom link. So you guys come and join us tomorrow, 1:11 Pacific time. Thank you, Lisa, so much. I loved all of your information. And we didn't have any technical issues this time. Yay! All right, my friends, thanks so much. Mwah. Have a fantastic day. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to Off the Cuff with SDJ. If you gained some knowledge, if you felt a connection, if you got some ahas or insight into this thing we call life, if you feel like you're a little more elevated than you were before you listened to this podcast, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you're already signed up, please rate and review it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to get more information about me and what I have to offer, go to my website, sunnydonjohnston.com. Thanks so much, my friend, and I hope to see you next week.